Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 50. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can order one of them. You can either ask for a tape audio of the program or a CD. The Lord wanted me to record some of the literature that He gave me years ago and also this year. The reason for it is because we're on radio stations and shortwave radio throughout the world now, to where we're covering almost all the people in the world. We have the potential, if people turn the radio on, for them to hear 6 billion people, 1.5 billion alone on one station in Africa. So we need your support in prayer. And, financially, if you really want to get to a lot of people and get the same rewards we do, then, send in your tithes and offerings over here, because we're not holding back any of the Bible. If other people are doing that, that's their business, but I want to stand before the Lord with a clean slate. I don't want to stand before Him and having held back the words that He gives me or any of my energy. I want to serve Him, and I do serve Him with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. And so the Bible tells us that that's what He wants, and so I would suggest to every one of you in radio land that you do the same thing. We're going to be doing a part 6 of another Pearl Harbor today, and we have a couple of letters to read. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint with the outward anointing the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit for the ministry, to be able to minister His word, to allow Him to do the ministering. Father, I ask that everything that is said in this ministry, in this tape, every day, and especially right now, Lord, that You anoint it, that it's You that does the talking, and that You anoint all the words that You have given me on another Pearl Harbor, and that it will edify the church and strengthen it, and that it will save millions of souls, make them more aware of the late hour that they're living in. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from?
From Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay, let's hear it.
Greetings to the Alamo Christian Ministries. May God bless you and strengthen you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God for your ministry, who is winning thousands of souls throughout the world through Pastor Tony Alamo's literature. Let me tell you that here in this city, Pastor Alamo's newsletters have caused a lot of reaction in the Catholic people. We have been distributing in plazas from Peril Center. Thank you for allowing us to participate in this campaign for the lost souls from the city.
Well, it was the Lord that did that. Participation causes you to receive the same reward that we're going to receive, because we're all one body. Like if I'm invited into the kingdom of heaven, my whole body gets to go. Amen? Because even though it be translated or transformed into an ecclesiastical body, my whole body, the fingers, the toes, everything is going to enjoy the splendor there. And everyone that's in the body of Christ will enjoy, whether we're the guts of the building of the body, or whether we're the fingers or the toes, the feet, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, whatever, we're all going to enjoy it very much. A place where there is nothing but perfection, nothing but joy and happiness, no sorrow, no tears, nothing like that. And I really appreciate all these words, all the explanation of these things that is in the Word of God, because these are the things that constantly motivate me to continue on in the Lord. It is primarily the fear of the Lord. I've been threatened by the Lord. That's how I got saved. That's how I received salvation, is His threats. He told me to tell the people of the world that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again, or that I would die and that I would go to hell. And so we still have a choice. We could say, no, Lord, or we could say, yes. Well, I fear not to do it so much that it just has kept me going now for 41 years. And I intend to become stronger. The more I learn of the Word of God, the more I know of His wrath, His anger, His judgment, it motivates me all the more. Some people I've seen, being in the church, there's a lot of people in every church, including mine, they've turned cold. They think that they've served the Lord with all their, they haven't. They never did serve the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, because at the time they got saved, they didn't know enough of what the Lord wanted them to do in order to qualify for having done everything that the Lord wants them to do. We have to know what the Word says in order for us to be able to do it. And sometimes people hate the Word of God so much because they read it and they say, no, I don't want to do this. I don't like this. And those are the ones that hate the Word of God, and those are the ones that the Lord said He sends strong delusions to, that their souls might be damned, that they may be damned, that they may not enter heaven but spend eternity in the lake of fire. So, this is mentioned in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. Go ahead.
I write you to make the custom petition. Would you please be so kind as to send us more literature? I make you a list with the following petition. 100 newsletters from each of the years beginning from the year 2000 till 2005. 500 Pope Secrets, 50 The Harness of the Lord, 500 God Has No Mother, 50 God's Two Witnesses, 20 Bibles, and 20 Messiah books. Please send me cassette tapes from Pastor Lama's teachings. If you have material to disciple and to capacitate us to evangelize, please send us t-shirts and sweatshirts, sizes medium and large, color gray and white. Please don't forget my petition regarding moving to California. I wait for your response. Please pray for me to know whether or not the Lord wants me to go. A million thanks to all the servants from the Alamo Ministries. Thank you very much. May God abundantly bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, now the next letter.
The next letter is from Nigeria, Africa. The Alamo newsletter has been of great usefulness for my ministries, Christ Ambassador Fellowship International. With the newsletter, we have grown in number tremendously. More souls have been like never before saved. May God keep Tony Alamo alive and empower him the more. Pastor O.K. from Nigeria, Africa.
All right, that's it for the letters, and now part 6 of Another Pearl Harbor. Go ahead.
Dr. R. Joseph's book, America Betrayed, stated, "The new leader of the free world, who promised a new world order, did not win power by democratic means. He was appointed after he failed to win the presidency with the majority of votes. Yet he did have the backing of banks, industrialists, and transnational corporations, including those controlled or directed by America's leading families and the father of George Bush." As Dr. Joseph's book notes, in that same year he took office, the nation was struck by terrorists. One of the nation's most recognizable symbols burned and then crashed to the ground. Dr. Joseph documents, quote,
"It wasn't just the symbols, but it was the people that were inside the symbol." Amen?
Amen.
There's 3,000 people that got killed there because somebody in the Vatican wanted to wage war, and they helped people get into the White House, and so therefore they joined in with it and went here and there where they were told to go so that they would maybe be reelected again, or that they would have a nice job after the, like for instance, Mr. Bush can no longer be president. He's run, this is the second term now. And so he will enjoy a nice job afterwards as Mr. Clinton is just floating around after murdering or helping murder all the people at Waco and some of the other 50 countries that he has bombed and literally murdered hundreds of millions of people. For the Vatican, and the people in the White House and in the One World Government, the United Nations, say that he's our greatest president because he has taken over more countries for the Vatican than any other president. Forget the shame that he's caused to the presidency and to our nation, just that he has bombed more people, slaughtered more people than any other president in history. I'm sure the Lord will not flatter him in that manner at all. He'll have to pay.
he's going to have to pay. What my message to former President Clinton and Mr. Bush, President Bush, would be, repent so you don't have to pay for all your crimes. Now, you know you've done them. And if you'd open the Bible and read it, you see what the Bible says is going to happen to you if you don't repent. Now, I'm the best friend you ever had in this world. Now, all your advisors, they're going to kiss up to you and flatter you. But I'm telling you the stark reality of it all. The first part of my life, I was raised for the first 2 years in Joplin, Missouri, and then my parents moved me to Montana, where my grandmother and grandfather were living, and some of my uncles. Little town of Windham, Montana, there's no street lights there or anything, it's real dark. And sometimes when they'd walk me over to the town place where everyone would gather and have meetings, I would notice, you know, gosh, what is this? All there is in this world is the lights in that building over there. And it gave me a lot of time to think and meditate and to realize that when I went to the big cities later on, that all these are is just lights from the electric company. And it's everything is a hype. There's nothing that's real except what was there in Windham. It's like reality is when all the lights go out, when a tsunami hits or an earthquake or a hurricane or a tornado or when God rocks the earth off of its axis. One time coming from school, which was only about a block and a half away, there's no really paved streets. There was a blizzard so fierce that I couldn't see where I was going. Everything was white, and I knew that if I went three different directions, that I would freeze to death for sure, and I'd be lost. But I just thought, I just hope I can go to the right direction. I did, and I felt a house, and it was Grandma's house. And there's just nothing in this world, you know, when one of these blizzards, a lot of people get in blizzards out in Montana and different areas where there's a lot of snow, and you're in the wilderness anyway. This is just about 16 people lived in Windham, and you're in the wilderness anyway. But what an experience that was. I'm glad that I was there when I was a kid. You could hear the coyotes and the wolves howling at nighttime. And they come close to the porch because that's where my grandfather would hang here. It was all screened in, and they'd be howling at the door wanting to get in. And it was just like, it was really thrilling to me. The house was not anything that was built with insulation or anything. And the wind, you'd hear it whistling through the cracks in the building, the small two-story house. And the snow would bank up to where you couldn't even walk any place. You didn't just have to wade through it, especially a little kid. But this whole world is a hype. You know, I've lived most of my life in California and New York City and Cleveland, Houston, and everything I saw there was just a hype. And everything in this world is nothing but a hype, and it's a detraction from what the Lord wants you to think about. When you're out there in the wilderness and you can't get out because you're young, or one reason or another, I mean, it gets you thinking, wow, is this all that there is? And if it is, well, there's got to be something more than this. And I felt, a very happy spirit. I was always a happy person because I used to love to roam the hills when it was springtime and summertime and see the wild strawberries and the choke cherries. A lot of people haven't heard of those. Or a lot of other wild little things, wild crab apples, all kinds of berries, blueberries and things like that up in Montana. And you could see little orchids on top of the mountain. Beautiful things that you just never see anywhere else. And you can see God. I never knew there was a God, but I had a couple of experiences that made me wonder for sure. One time in Helena, Montana, I was looking up at the stars when I was going on my paper route when I was around 10 years old. And I was going down to the Helena Independent Record to pull the papers and then take off on my route. And it was just really cold and the sky was clear. And I looked up there and I said, how beautiful. And I felt a spirit come down smiling. And it scared me almost to death. I had my dog with me. And when I was in Windham, much younger than that, I heard it was like in the wind, within the wind, mentioning my name. And I thought it was, but there was nobody around at all. And you could see for miles. And so I just wondered if there was a God. And then the experience happened to me in Beverly Hills, in the office. And then I knew, for sure. And that's why this is 41 years later that I'm preaching the gospel. And the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel, and he's anointed me to write literature and explain that there's nothing in this world that's worth, you know, if you've got billions of dollars in the bank, what good is it? You're trying to show off for somebody? You're trying to show off for your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife? What good is it once you die? It just stays there or gets squandered by somebody. The most important thing is to take care of your soul, to serve God, because all the riches of the universe belong to you once your spirit leaves your body. Once your soul goes to heaven, you never have to worry again. And billions of dollars, gold is a put down in heaven. People walk on it there. And I'm not trying to degrade anybody. The Word of God does that. If you're murdering people, you better repent, because you're not going to like it. The fires of the lake of fire and the hell are so bad that if you only knew, that would be the only thing that would probably make you intelligent enough to repent. If you're not intelligent enough to repent, read the Bible, because then you'll start getting faith. But read the King James Version, and then we'll go from there. All right, let's continue on.
This is a cunning and well-prepared plot. Terrorists were to blame, the government announced, foreign terrorists and their agents. Yet what the people were not told was that the man ostensibly in charge of the investigation deleted critical information and rewrote investigative police reports.
I think we're all taking part in it. Everybody knows that now. Okay, but some people figured that these people are so evil that we don't dare not vote for them because there might be somebody more evil than them. Well, they're all filled with the spirit of Satan, and they need that spirit cast out of them. And it's not going to get any better, that's for sure. It's going to get worse, because God is going to start doing the terrorizing. He's so much better at it than the worldly terrorists. These terrorist attacks of the Lord are for a reason. It's for because of people's sins, because of people worshiping Muhammad, the Pope, Mary, and other non-deities. Now, Mary, you say, well, how could you equate her with Muhammad and these people? Well, it's because she's not deity. She is just an incubator that God used to bring forth the man who was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. She wasn't. She needed to be saved herself. She had to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, or she could not be saved. And she believed in God. Believe also in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Because Jesus is the Son of God. All right, so let's continue on.
He did so to protect and cover up government involvement in this dastardly deed. Dr. Joseph's book further alleges that the government and the nation's media were instead warned that terrorists were running amok and that the nation was in danger. Freedom itself was under assault. The nation and freedom must be protected from terrorism, the people were told. The leader who promised a new world order warned the nation that only his party could protect the people from terrorism. Only his party was concerned with national security. He, his minions, and the media which supported him demanded that the people give them their votes to give his party a ruling majority, and he derided the patriotism of those who opposed him. Officials of opposing parties were threatened. Laws were hastily passed, supported even by those who opposed his rule. The Constitution itself was modified in order, the propagandist said, to protect the citizens, to protect freedom, and to protect the nation, the people were told.
Now, the propagandists, i.e., the news media, then what?
The laws are too liberal, the leader complained. Those associated with terrorists were rounded up and jailed without charge, and their property, their homes, their charities were seized by the state. Citizens, children, government officials, working men and women were encouraged to spy on their friends, neighbors, and co-workers, and to report anyone and anything that might be suspicious. and those deemed suspicious were rounded up without charge, jailed and denied legal counsel, and most were never seen or heard from again. And then the leader demanded that civil service laws be altered to give him power to hire only those of his choosing and to fire those who displeased him. The leader required this power to protect the people from the terrorists who were threatening the nation, it was said. But the true terrorists, those responsible for the terrorist attack, the destruction of the Reichstag, the German parliament building, were government agents controlled by the most powerful men in government.
And the most powerful men in the Vatican, where all the orders are given. Then what?
As Hermann Göring later boasted, "Who burned the Reichstag, the German parliament building? I burned it," bragged Göring. Dr. Joseph's book says, as the German people later learned, but as many suspected, even then it was Hitler, Göring, and the Nazi Party who instructed the Nazis to set fire to the Reichstag. The Reichstag fire took place before World War II on the night of February 27, 1933. The Nazis started the fire, blamed it on the communists and the Jews, and used this incident to enact a decree to go to war, quote, "for the protection of the people of Germany and the state," unquote, a decree which did away with constitutional protections.
You know, you might wonder, why are we talking about politics? Well, because the Bible does. The Bible stated that there'd be a one-world government. You don't want me to tell you about that? And you don't want me to tell you how it is organized and how it's already here and has been here for many years? Well, that's too bad, because there are some people out in Radio Land that do want to hear it. And these are not quotes from an overactive imagination. These are facts. These are things that came out of Hermann Göring's mouth, from the Pope's mouth, from the media's mouth, from millions of people's mouths. You're just not bright if you don't believe facts. Okay, let's go ahead.
On February 28, 1933, the day after the fire, Hitler's dictatorship began. This is the exact same thing that happened here in the United States the day after 9/11. This is when the Pope and his puppets took over control of the world, or so they thought. But not all of us, quote, cattle, unquote, are ignorant as to what they are doing.
No, they call us cattle. That's why I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, facetiously. We're not cattle. They're the ones that have been led astray like cattle by Satan. And anyone that believes them are being led astray also by Satan's body, his vessels, his corporate body of people in this world. They're all doomed to go to hell unless they repent and believe the gospel. Then what?
Back then he blamed the commies and the Jews. Today it's Bin Laden, who is said to have been dead for many years of kidney failure, or the Arabic nations, or Iraq's Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, back in World War II, they said, it's the Japs, the Germans. In schools all over the nation, they put Japanese flags up. And if you go to school, they had the flag right in there, and they had a little rope around it. And if you paid a penny, or I think it was a penny or a nickel or something like that, you could spit on the flag. And everybody would be lined up spitting on the Japanese flag and the swastika. But now, oh, you don't dare to do anything like that. Even though they murdered a bunch of our people now, I mean, everything is forgiven, and don't you dare say anything bad against them. And, you know, these people, if they were bad, we're not supposed to spit on them. We're supposed to preach the gospel to them. Amen? And if we would have, and we shouldn't be hiring people to bomb our own places, and we shouldn't be partakers in evil men to help bomb our places, we shouldn't. This is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we shouldn't be helping lace buildings in the United States full of blasting caps so that they can pancake down before our eyes to terrorize us, so that the people of the United States will get so upset that they want to go to war. A contrived war. A war that is a sham. And look at the people. They say there's over 2,000 of our soldiers. They've been killed over in Iran, but the figure is probably much higher. And then, of course, we don't mention all the millions of people that have been murdered overseas that our troops have murdered. And I'm just telling you the truth. and I am very patriotic. I believe that we should preach the gospel so our country could have been safe. Now, everyone is being terrorized, not only by the terrorists, but the universe's chief terrorist, the Lord God Almighty. And no one can run from him. And you may be next. The Lord has given it to Italy and many other countries now. Catholic countries like Cancun, Mexico, other areas in Mexico, Tokyo, ungodly people are reaping rewards of being part of the Antichrist regime. Then what?
Lies and propaganda, isn't it wonderful, says Herr Pope and his Nazi party of world leaders. As the Biography Channel stated March 5, 2003, in its two-hour special on the Vatican, the heads of nations say, yes, sir, bow down and kiss the Pope's feet.
So I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, which is any minute now, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program, number 50.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, this is Pastor Tony Alamo. I urge you to tune in tomorrow. I just thank and praise the Lord that we are on many stations now all over the world. So tune in tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll be doing another Pearl Harbor. They needed another Pearl Harbor. Until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.